Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Sign Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me from Grace Evangelical Lutheran Church in East Tawas to talk about a big dinner they've got coming up this Saturday is Marguerite Schmidt. How are you today, Marguerite?
Oh, I'm pretty good, but I'm kind of tired of this snow. Our house, we must have got about 10 inches yesterday.
Now where is your house? What town did you live in?
I live in Baldwin Township.
Baldwin Township, yeah, that's probably about right. I know that there's been reports of anywhere between 8 inches and a foot, so quite a bit of snow out there, and you're right, everybody's getting tired of it. A lot of cabin fever out there, right?
There sure is, and then we're trying to fight that cabin fever, although I'd like to get my hands on the neck of Punxsutawney Phil right about now.
You're right. Well, you are also, as you mentioned, kind of trying to get rid of some of that cabin fever, because you guys got something people can come out to this Saturday, and I like the idea of it's a comfort food buffet, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's a chance for the community to come out and shake the blahs and maybe dust off the cabin fever and get together with their friends and neighbors for a wonderful meal that we've planned. This is the second time we've done this, and it was really well received last year. And this is for the benefit of Iosco County Coats for Kids and for our other Grace ministries.
Okay. Now, I know you're the treasurer for Iosco County Coats for Kids.
Yes, I am.
You've been doing that for quite a while.
Yep, kept doing it, you know, just about the time we really formally became a 501c3 everything else like that.
And I know
because
you guys...
I'm sorry.
That's okay. I was going to say, and I know you guys through the church there are, a big supporter. We talk to June all the time when it's Coats for Kids time in the late fall there.
Yeah, it is. And in fact, I can give you guys a recap of what we've done this year.
Please do.
This fall, we distributed 1,084 coats.
Nice.
1,100 pairs of shoes and hundreds of scarves, mittens, hats, and, you know, just other things to keep the children of Iosco County warm. And it's a good, you know, every year we bump it up by 100 or a little bit more than 100.
Yeah.
And this past winter was so bitter that I'm just glad we were able to give away that many coats.
Boy, for sure. Over 1,000 coats. I love hearing that. And, of course, that keeps a lot of kids and adults, because I know we call it Coats for Kids, but you get coats of all sizes that can help out all families in needs in Iosco County, right?
Oh, yes. If a family comes in, you know, with the father, the mother, and the children, and the parents themselves, you know, these are tough times in this area.
Yeah.
Our part of the state has the highest unemployment rate. So if the family needs coats, we have coats for the dad, the mother, the kids, whatever they need.
All right. Well, let's.
And we don't feel that this is a charity. We
right.
feel this is a service. This is an outreach service that Grace Lutheran can do. We want to serve our community, and this is the way we've decided to do it.
I like that. One of the ways you help raise money and awareness for this is the Comfort Food Buffet, which is happening Saturday. Give us some background on what's going to be happening on Saturday.
Well, on Saturday from 4 to about 7:30 or till the food runs out, we're going to be offering a comfort food dinner, some of your favorite stuff, meatloaf, roast pork, lasagna, mac and cheese, and this year we're featuring shish kebab, and we're going to have all kinds of casseroles, salads, desserts, all kind of beverages, and there is no set admission for this.
Okay.
This is donation only, because we realize the financial situation
sure.
of the area. So if you want to come in, bring your family, just put a donation into the basket of what you can afford.
Very good. Now, since this is a fundraiser of sorts for Iosco County Coats for Kids, if they want to, could they bring you coats too?
Yeah, they can bring coats. And another thing, if there's any child out there that still needs a coat, we still have coats available at the church. They just have to contact the church and make arrangements and come in and get a coat.
Oh, very good. Now, where's the church located? Because that's where the buffet is being held, right?
Yes, it is. It's 401 Main Street in East Tawas. It's at the corner of Main and Lincoln Streets. But it's also close to the corner of Newman and Lincoln Streets. It's kind of across the street from the post office parking lot.
Oh, very good. All right. The second annual Comfort Food Buffet is happening this Saturday, 4 to 7:30. Benefits Iosco County Coats for Kids and other Grace Lutheran Church ministries. And again, by donation only, bring some coats. And if you need a coat, they'll have some there too. Now, Marguerite, if they want more information about, the Coats for Kids or what the ministries that you guys do, or just more about the church or the buffet, how do they reach you guys?
They can call at the church at any time, 362-5371. I guess I should phrase that a little differently. Yeah. There's someone in the church usually from about 10 to about 3.
All right, 362-5371. Or just come on out and have some comfort foods and, dust off a little of that cabin fever. This Saturday, 4 to 7:30, again at Grace Lutheran Church, 401 Main Street in East Dallas. And Marguerite Schmidt. Marguerite, thank you for joining us and giving us more information about the church, Coats for Kids, and the buffet this Saturday here on Michigan Sunrise Side today.
If I could just take a moment, Kevin, I would like to thank you especially because Carol Broadcasting has supported us right from the beginning, and also all the local businesses, civic organizations, and individuals that buy our fish hats and scarves, because without the support of the community, we're a fairly small church. We couldn't do the work we do without the wonderful community that backs us up.
I agree with that. Thank you again, Marguerite.
Okay, and thank you.